This is Dr. Mejia, the temple of the patient, Gary Okayama, C-A-Y-A-M-A, Medicare Cost 155-949, that was 418-1976, referring physician, Dr. Maria Mena, procedure performed, colonoscopy, secondary procedures. Biopsy set of the procedure July 7, 2023. Indications, screening for colon cancer, hemorrhoids, left lower quadrant pain, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, a erythematous inflamed nodule at the rectum right near the dentate line, period. Multiple biopsies were taken, period. Otherwise, normal colonoscopy, paragraph death from session CCOM, complication on immediately, medication, aspirin, one anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph obstruction, yes, for colonoscopy template, paragraph findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. In the rectum, there is a round nodule, erythematous, multilobulated, with some ulcerated area. Biopsies were taken, period. Of note, patient did have history of hemorrhoidal banding 2 weeks ago. This might be related to the banding or might be an independent finding not related to the banding period. Multiple biopsies were taken. These nodules right next to the dentate line in the rectal anal junction period. Rest of the rectum appear normal, pure paragraph. Sigma descending colon otherwise appear normal, pure paragraph. Seven flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical next number. Depending on pathology report, we'll decide further recommendations, period. Patient might need a repeat procedure, possibly flexible sigmoidoscopy, in 2 to 3 months to reevaluate the area of the nodule, depending on pathology report, period. Patient is to follow up in G office in 2 to 3 weeks, period, end of dictation.